أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم يبعثهم الله جميعا فيحلفون له كما يحلفون لكم ويحسبون أنهم على شيء، ألا إنهم هم الكاذبون. استحوذ عليهم الشيطان فأنساهم ذكر الله، أولئك حزب الشيطان، ألا إن حزب الشيطان هم الخاسرون. إن الذين يحادون الله ورسوله أولئك في الأذلين. كتب الله لأغلبن أنا ورسلي، إن الله قوي عزيز. صدق الله العظيم. Continuing to speak about the munafiqeen, that they befriended the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they would take qasam, false oaths, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Neither in this world nor in the akhirat would their wealth and their offspring be of any avail. Allah speaks about the condition on the day of Qiyamah. يَوْمَ يَبْعَثُهُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا. On that day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect all of them together. فَيَحْلِفُونَ لَهُ كَمَا يَحْلِفُونَ لَكُمْ. Then they will take qasams, they will swear oaths to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like how they had sworn oaths to you, O Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The habit of taking false oaths will be to such an extent that even now when they stand in the courts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they will continue to swear false oaths. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obviously is the knower of everything, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need any kind of qasam to be taken to him, but yet they will do so. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ, that they think that they are upon something. In other words, something on a good way, that they think whatever they're doing is good, they think whatever they are doing is successful, but neither would they acquire and attain success in this dunya, and nor would they have any success in the hereafter. Again, a very, very important aspect that is highlighted in these kind of ayat, وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must never ever let it happen to us that we are on the wrong path and we think that we are on the right path. One is a person who is on the path of piety, that person, alhamdulillah, is safe. A person that is on the wrong path and he knows that he is on the wrong path, there is a chance that that person will make tawbah and he will then change his ways and come on the right path. Worse is that person that is on the wrong path and he thinks that he is on the right path. He thinks what he is doing is correct. That person is trodding a very, very dangerous path. And Allah says, Ala innahum humul kadhibun, certainly they are the liars. استحوذ عليهم الشيطان فأنساهم ذكر الله. When this happens, that a person is doing wrong, he is encouraging others to do wrong, and he begins to baffle the minds of others also, that he says that he is doing right, yet he is doing wrong. Then what happens to that person? Allah says, استحوذ عليهم الشيطان. The shaitan begins to become dominant upon them. Shaitan now dominates them. And what happens when shaitan dominates? Shaitan takes over the heart and the brain of an individual. The heart now thinks that the person is doing right. There is now no tawbah. That heart becomes harder. The brain feels that that person is doing the right thing, although it is wrong, it is misguidance. It is always prompting that person to think that the person is doing wrong, that is doing right. And worse than that, فَأَنْسَاهُمْ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ. Shaitan causes them to forget the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we need to continuously make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek guidance from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, as one would say, is our first call, and shaitan makes us forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now when a person forgets Allah Rabbul Izzat, the wrong becomes right, and whatever is right looks like wrong to an individual. And that person now in a state of confusion, in a state of dilemma, and yet arrogantly that person will pursue the wrong way. أُولَٰئِكَ حِزْبُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Allah says, they are the hizb, they are the army of shaitan. They are the party of Shaitan. In other words, now they have joined the group of Shaitan. Ala inna hizba shaitani humul khasirun. Listen, certainly the hizbu shaitan, that is the army and the group and the party of Shaitan, they are khasirun. They are the real losers. In this world also there is a loss for them. In the hereafter also there is a loss for them. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحَادُّونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Now another step comes forth, and that is even a worse step, and that is Allah says, certainly those who oppose Allah and His Rasul. Now open opposition against Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the thing, where did it start from? Being on the wrong path and not making tawbah to Allah and thinking that one is right. He joins the group of Shaitan and now he opposes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulaika fil adhallin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those people are the most unworthy people. They are the most ridiculed persons, most disgraced people in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That now, how can man oppose Allah? And how would man ever fathom that man would be successful in his opposition to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَأَغْلِبَنَّ أَنَا وَرُسُلِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written, Allah has decreed that I and my Rasul, أَنَا وَرُسُلِي, I and the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam are dominant. إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. In every aspect, Allah and His Rasuls, Allah and His Prophets will remain dominant. And certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is qawi, Allah ta'ala is the strongest, aziz, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is almighty. Who can dare to oppose Allah? Who can dare to oppose the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam? Allah's help and Allah's nusrat is always with them. So it all starts off that we need to seek guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we make a mistake, we make an error, especially matters of our deen, then we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.